Let us pledge to each other, with this great lady looking on, that we can, and so help us God, we will make America great again.
And we will make America great again!
Okay, I want to spend a few minutes going over the latest Q drop, which was 3882, and it was at roughly 7 p.m. Washington time last evening, February 24th. And it has a lot of issues that are brought up in this that are of serious. Now, it's not a long drop. It's a very quick drop, actually. It includes a PDF, and then it includes a quote from that PDF, and then a statement from the beginning of Barack Obama's administration. But I want to go through the document first before we go into what the Q drop itself says, because I think that has more of an impact. The document itself is a 67-page PDF that is a report that was released January 13th of 2009. Now, that is 1 week before Obama took office. He was president-elect, obviously, at that point, but it's a week before he actually took, before he's inaugurated. And this document, in its executive summary, it is referring to the United States Counterinsurgency Initiative. And here's what it had to say. First of all, it defines insurgency, and it says insurgency is the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or challenge political control of a region. Okay? So counterinsurgency, or COIN, or COIN, is the blend of comprehensive civilian and military efforts designed to simultaneously contain insurgency and address its root causes. Now, unlike conventional warfare, non-military means are often the most effective elements, with military forces playing an enabling role. COIN is an extremely complex undertaking which demands of policymakers a detailed understanding of their own specialist field, but also a broad range of a wide variety of related disciplines. COIN approaches must be adaptable and agile. Strategies will usually be focused primarily on the population rather than the enemy, and will seek to reinforce the legitimacy of the affected government while reducing insurgent influence. This can often only be achieved in concert with political reform to improve the quality of governance and address underlying grievances, many of which may be legitimate. Since U.S. COIN campaigns will normally involve engagement and support of a foreign government, either independently or as a part of a coalition, success will often depend on the willingness of that government to undertake the necessary political changes. However great its know-how and enthusiasm, an outside actor can never fully compensate for lack of will, incapacity, or counterproductive behavior on the part of the supported government. Okay, so how does all of that comment from the executive summary of this document feed into the Q post? Well, here's what the drop itself does. It has that link in there, and then it quotes from that first paragraph in the executive summary where it says, quote, insurgency is the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or challenge political control of a region, unquote. Then it says, the presidency of Barack Hussein Obama began at noon Eastern Standard Time on January 20th, 2009, when Barack Obama was inaugurated as the 44th president of the United States. And then it simply asks the question, what country was the true intended target? Q. Okay, so what this drop is really talking about is it's introducing a document that was finalized by Robert Gates and Condoleezza Rice a week before Obama took office. And it is speaking about the U.S.'s counterinsurgency initiative to deal with a situation where, and we're assuming it's talking about a foreign government, where a situation, though, where there is an insurgency going on, where there's people that are in an uprise, and it is giving a guide on how to basically effectively put down that rebellion, okay, that revolution or whatever it is that may be taking place. Now, the document on the surface reads as if we're talking about some foreign government, and it makes references to Iran and Afghanistan and so forth, and it fits within the time frames of 2009. However, Q is calling into question all of that, and it's saying, what was the actual intended target country for this counterinsurgency, for this putting down of a revolution, of a rebellion, of a insurgency? And it reads very much as if what you're really referring to is, was Obama leading an insurgency against the United States? Okay, was that what we're talking about? Now, when you put that into that context, the next page in that executive summary begins to kind of make a whole lot more sense, because it then goes into this guide that this PDF is. It talks about the COIN model, the counterinsurgency model, okay, and that it comprises of these five main functional components. The first of these is the political function. Okay, and the guide says that this is the key function, and it provides a framework of political reconciliation and reform of governance around which all other COIN activities are organized. In general, a COIN strategy is only as good as its political plan at its heart. Okay, the next function is the economic function. And that seeks to provide essential services and stimulate long-term economic growth, thereby generating confidence in the government, while at the same time reducing the pool of frustrated, unemployed young men and women from which insurgents are readily recruited. Right? So you make sure you've got your safe political foundation. Then you make sure that your economic function is working enough that it's got these idle hands actually working so that they're not wanting to go out there and riot. Then the third is the security function, and this is the enabler for the other functions, okay? And it involves development not just of the affected nation's military force, but its whole security system, okay? The whole thing, including the related legal framework, the civilian oversight mechanisms, and the judicial system. So everything is incorporated in this, making it secure. And establishing security is not a precursor to the economic and governance activities. Rather, it takes place parallel to. Then you have the information function, and this comprises of intelligence, okay, and this is required to gain an understanding, and the influence, meaning to promote the affected government's cause. So it is essential that the influence campaign is in tune with the strategic narrative, that it resonates with the relevant audiences, and that it's based on genuine resolve by the affected government, and that physical actions match. So all of this has to go together so that the information makes sense. Now, what makes COIN different from other stabilization and humanitarian tasks is that both elements of the information function will be conducted in stark competition with the insurgents' own information functions. The guide goes on to say that these four functions contribute to the overall objective of enabling the affected government to establish control, consolidating and then transitioning it from intervening forces to national forces and from military to civilian institutions. Now, all of those steps work in a country that we may go into like Iran or Afghanistan or wherever. And you can see where those elements can be used in that. The question would be, what happens if the insurgency is something that's happening here in the States, and that the U.S. has to use its counterinsurgency against some of its own people? And in a case like that, you've got to make sure that the political environment is correct, that the economic status is in good order, that security as a whole is being found in every element, that the information that's coming out, meaning the intelligence and the influence, is matching with the physical activities that are going on. And in all of that, overall, then creates an ability to establish control. This can be good for used for good, and it can be used for bad. It can be seen as something that Obama would do in order to establish a particular type of function. And the insurgents could be seen during his administration of the people who were trying to rise up against his plan. It can also be seen in today's light under the Trump administration, and you can say that the insurgency was what the Obama administration was attempting to do, and that the Trump administration is now coming in and doing the counterinsurgency, reestablishing grounds. Okay? Now, if you look at it from the Obama administration, the political function in that case was Democratic, okay? But it was also beyond that. It was an attempt to influence by bringing in Islam. And that's very clear when you look at places like Minnesota. Now, the economic function was to get these people doing things, whatever it is that they're doing, either get them on the system or get them beyond the system so that they're happy. Give them their Obama phones or whatever it is that you're going to do in order to keep these people happy so that they don't want to rise up against whatever's going on. And then you secure all of those areas in every way possible, okay, and which really means, in a lot of ways, leads directly into the next step, the information step. You want to control the information, control the intelligence being gathered as well as the intelligence being put out, and make sure that you're influencing the group as a whole to tell them that this is what they want, this is what we need. For 8 years, we were hearing what we need is to be open. We need to be willing to take in these refugees. We need to take in these people in these underprivileged these impoverished nations. We need to be able to do all these things and be an open nation. Welcome everybody in with their arms wide and that type of thing. To buy into what we're doing. Now, the current administration under Trump, right now what we're seeing is a reverse of some of this. And it's necessary. The political stance is conservative. Okay. It's not really so much Republican as much as it's conservative. The economic function is very clear. The economy is booming. Well, up until the last day or so, where all of a sudden international markets are going crazy, just all of a sudden, because of coronavirus. And there's obviously a manipulation in there somewhere. This is a global issue all of a sudden, practically overnight. But as far as here in the United States, the economic function is solid. People are working. People are not trying to rise up against the system as much, right? Security as a whole has increased. I mean, that's very clear under Trump. And the information, this is where you're having to gather true information. And some of that can fall under Q. That we're getting the real information for change. We're being exposed to the side that the mainstream media is not giving us, and so forth. And then it affects our ability to establish control. Now, in this case, control could be a good thing. Control could be getting it back from those who should not have been in control in the first place. But all of this, both elements of this, both the Obama negative image of it and the, and again, I'm inflicting the current Trump effect on it, but it, Q is really telling us to focus in on the insurgency part and to ask the question, what was the true intended target of Obama's administration? Whom was he planning on using counterinsurgency against? Was it Iran? That's not very clear. $150 billion worth of cash going to them, so it doesn't sound like he was trying to do anything. Now, you could say, you could make the argument using this document that he was trying to stabilize economics in their country, okay? And that may be what the front-loaded public image was of this. But we all know that money wasn't being used in that way. it clearly wasn't being used in that way. So we have to assume, again, two stories. The story that we were told publicly for 8 years and then the real story. But it definitely implies with this cue drop that he was leading an insurgency against the United States. It's major. And this information is getting bigger and bigger. I mean, the drop right before that, I mean, literally just minutes before that was 3881. And that one was referring back to Nate Kane, who was the Clinton Foundation whistleblower. And it refers to a podcast. And I've put this podcast out there, the full 40-something minutes of it. And it's the whole thing's worth listening to. And the cue drop basically simply tells us that. Listen carefully, okay? And to rethink the question of why there's been no arrest or justice yet. What if almost every critical position, senior position, within the U.S. government apparatus was infiltrated? Okay? What if the reason that justice hasn't happened is because just about every institution that would bring justice has been infiltrated? Okay, so what has to happen first? Well, the swamp has to be cleaned. Well, the swamp runs deep, according to 3881. That there are sleepers. Okay? People's backgrounds are important. The Muslim Brotherhood. A list of in-the-news-now names with known ties to Islam. Okay, all of that. This is not another four-year election. Okay? The assumptions are correct. The package is well-received or known. And I think that one of the reasons why Q is throwing that out there and then within minutes goes out there and drops this insurgency issue is I think what you're seeing is this is a deeply dug in, talons deep enterprise that has been going on, and hence the reason why certain justices that we would like to see done have not happened, because there's a lot of cleaning that still has to be done. It's not easy, you know, and some of you have been listening in or you've been reading Q and you've been doing these things for the last, you know, year or two, and you're frustrated. Some have been doing this since the beginning, you know, back in late October of 2017, and it's even more frustrating. And then there are those that have been following along these lines for months or years prior to that, seeing it, and it's frustrating. And then there is another level. There are the people who have been up there in D.C. or have been in the military functions. They've been in the intelligence groups, and they've been sitting back there, and their hands have been tied because the massive structure is so embedded with corruption that they've wanted to do things for years. They're looking for justice, too. They're looking for arrests. They're looking for the swamp to be drained. They're looking for vindication. So if you think you've been waiting a few months or a couple of years and you're frustrated, imagine being in positions where your hands are tied, but you're up there watching and observing it, and you know what's happening, and you are incapable of doing anything about it because there have been the wrong people in the wrong places controlling it all. It's deep, and it doesn't change suddenly. And I've said that now for over 2 years, and it's no different today than it was 2 years ago. It's extremely deep. And you can't just run out there and make a public announcement about an administration without having everything lined up. But for every hero that's out there, there's an enemy in there in the structure trying to counter it. Okay? So there's a lot to it. And you want to assume, I mean, even based off of what Q told us over 2 years ago, that you know, there aren't as many bad people as you would think. There's just enough. And within those last 2 years, more bad people will arise because they'll replace, they'll add, they'll do things like right now. I mean, economy booming. We were approaching 30,000 on the market. And then all of a sudden, international markets start collapsing. Not collapsing, but reducing, dropping. Stock market drops 1,000 points yesterday. Right? I mean, you look at all this. That's the system. That's the international system doing that. And so there are still bad players out there. There are still bad players in high places. And the clean out takes time. And it's rough. It's difficult. And you lose good people in the process. But you're also able to liberate people who have been bad so that they can be good again because they're no longer being controlled. There is an insurgency, but there's also a counterinsurgency. Just continue to be patient. You're not going anywhere. But the last thing in the world you need to do is go out there and say, well, this isn't going to happen. You know, if you're going to give up silently. Okay? Because you're not helping by giving up publicly. You're not helping yourself. And you're going to look like a fool when it gets fixed. Anyway, that's the Q drops from yesterday. Just the two that were there, 3881 and 3882. 82 being really the huge one in there. But go back, listen to the entire podcast of Nate Cain. It is informative. And read as much of that document as you can from 3882 on the counterinsurgency initiative. And I think your eyes will be open to a great many things. All right, for now, this is a short blitz. I'm going to set us free. Be back soon.